So let's start.
Welcome to another edition of Your Church on Radio.
Why would
with me, Reverend EK. What a blessing it is to come your way once again. Let's pray.
Just wanna be.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another edition of our Church on Radio. Thank you for everyone listening to this short podcast. I pray that Lord, may the word of God be a blessing to them.
Just wanna be.
In the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, bye.
Today I want to share something short with you on the topic, bless your children.
We'll bow down and say,
bless your children. You know, the era we are in is full of curses. People want to curse people. People are cursing their children. A lot of curses flying day in, day out.
We can pray.
Some parents have the habit of cursing their children whilst others are blessing. Others have decided that, look, if my child does something that I'm not happy about, I'll just curse that child. Now, they say, don't let the devil use you to destroy the lives or the future of these children. Because Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 21 that life and death are in the power of the tongue. And they that love me shall eat the fruit thereof. And so refrain your tongue from speaking evil into the lives of these children. Otherwise, they will grow up to harvest, to reap the harvest of what you sow in their lives and their future.
So we'll sing.
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. Bible said that he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and let his lips from speaking deceit. Instead of using our mouth, our tongue to speak evil into the lives of these children, let us speak positive things. Speak something positive into the lives of your children.
And I'll dance in your presence until you come.
One day, a certain father called his children and he told them that, come unto me, gather unto me, and I will tell you what shall befall you in the last day.
And we'll dance in your presence.
And in that meeting, while some of the children were receiving blessings, others were receiving curses.
We will sing, we will sing.
I love what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 20 to 21 says, that by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. For by faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of his sons of Joseph and worship, leaning on the top of his staff. Look, blessings are real. They are fruit of blessings. And they are fruit also of curses. Instead of using the mouth to speak curses in the lives of your children, use that same mouth, use that same tongue, use that same energy to speak blessing into the child's life. Read a long passage. A long passage to you from Genesis chapter 27, verse 27 to 29. This is the account where Isaac blessed Jacob, thinking that he was blessing Esau. And Bible said that, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, of the plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and let nations bow down to you.
Just want you.
Shy Allah, this blessing. Look, one day wake up, call your children and call them, let them kneel down, put your hands on them and tell them that may the Lord give you the dew of heaven.
Nobody
else. May the Lord give you the fatness of the earth. May the Lord give you plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and let nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's children bow down to you. Curse be anyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you.
Come on, I just want you. I
Let us form the habit of blessing our children. Let's bless our children. Let's bless our sons and our daughters. Most people are walking about with curses that were received from their parents out of anger, out of something they did. You are a child of God. You are a child of God, and the Holy Spirit is in you. And so you have received the forgiveness from God, and therefore you should forgive others. It doesn't matter what your child has done.
Nobody else will do.
Bless your children, bless your grandchildren, bless all the children.
Glory.
It's very important. Don't have the habit of cursing your children. Don't curse them. Don't curse them. The curses you say, they will follow them. The curses of a parent, and they are stronger even than the curses of a pastor. The words you pronounce over your children, they have the capability of affecting their lives more than the words from any other person. I will encourage you. In times when you are angry, don't speak. Call your children, pray over them, pray for them, bless them. Speak blessings over their lives. Speak blessings over their lives. Show them love. Speak blessings. I challenge you this morning. I challenge you to call your children. Just like somebody called the children. He said, call them. He said, may the Lord give you the dew of heaven. May the Lord give you the fatness. The fatness. He said, may nations bow to you. May nations bow to you. I pray that nations will bow to us. Nations will bow to our children. Malakozi brande bro sata branca to mahatiaba riando basike de rebosi katakarako to brakiandi yan satabaya.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man.
In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob blessed his children and predicted how their future would be. Some of them were affected by their past life. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 25, Noah also cursed Noah. He cursed Canaan. That's the son of Ham and his son. And he, because the child went to see his nakedness. Do you understand? And he said that cursed be Canaan, a servant of servant, he shall be to his brethren.
I just wanna be with you.
A father, it doesn't matter what your child has done.
King of glory.
Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be to his brethren. Genesis 9:25.
Just wanna be with you.
Many children are walking around with curses over their head.
Well, bow down and say you are God.
Look, this is not a justification to curse your children. I mean, no matter the provocation. I'm speaking to parents. Wake up at midnight. Go on your knees and speak blessing. Usually I wake up at night, put my hands on my children. I pray for them. I speak blessings into their lives.
We can praise you.
The story of the prodigal son. What has that guy not done? That guy, when his father was even alive, he was telling the father to share the properties and give him the portion that falleth to him. I'm sure the father would call him, advise him. They call his uncle from Tepa. They called the auntie from Aflawu. They had a family meeting to discuss him, to even ask him that, look, change your mind. In our culture, we don't think this way. In the Ghanaian culture, when your father is alive, we don't request for properties. The guy said, oh, go with you. All of you, move free or move fast, soho. Share the property and give me the portion that falleth to me.
So
by and large, they shared and gave him the properties that falleth to him.
Until you,
Bible says he went to a very far country, very far. Usually, see when they go far like that, because they don't want anybody to interfere with their foolishness.
Until you.
And it is still the younger child, or not the elderly one. So you see, children have the way of misbehaving.
Sing hallelujah.
The younger the child, the more foolishness it is in them.
Yeah.
And the Bible said that he spent his substance with riotous living.
Presence until you.
With prostitute, with evil men. I mean, Bible says at the point he started eating with pigs. Then he rose up one day and said, I will go to my father. I will come to my father. I'll go and say, I'm sorry. I'll go and tell him I didn't do well. I'll go and tell him I don't know what came over me. And Bible says, when his father saw him coming afar off. Look, if you read the Bible carefully, the boy, he didn't speak, but the father forgave him. The father said that, look, it was later the boy said, I've come to tell that I am sorry. But Bible said that the father saw him far off. Whatever your children do, may you never be provoked so much that you speak evil into their life. You speak curses into their life. I know a mother, she was so provoked that he told his daughter, "Kwe oba honyo. Oba honyo." Do you know about honyo? You will sell beans. Even after investing, that child is selling beans right now as I speak. No. Don't do that. Parent, don't do that. Mommy, don't do that. Daddy, don't do that. Leave that child. When you are provoked, don't speak. When you are provoked, don't say anything. If you open your mouth, speak a blessing over that child.
Glory, feel this blessing. Just want to be with you.
And this morning we lift up our hands and we say, Father, we pray, we repent of every negative word that we have spoken into the lives of our children. Father, forgive us. We cancel every curse that we have pronounced upon our children, knowingly or unknowingly.
Just wanna be.
Oh, Father, let your children's blessings come upon them and upon their descendants. Let our children and their family be blessed. May they grow into Christ and all the things that have become. Father, may you bless them.
I just want
you. In the name of Jesus, our children will not go wayward. Every negative word spoken over their life, Father, we pray that, Lord, may you forgive them. Balimbo robo sandibra kabranda kaliko satiriamba kalandobo abazanto basakata koriaba kiliba sikete kelebo mazando bazike balaso karaba kaliande kelebo sikata brokapa hapasakatoma haliande kezekete. In the name of Jesus, dear parents, speak blessings into the lives of your children. May the future of our children be affected by the positive words that you have spoken. We shall speak positive words into the lives of our children. We shall not curse them. Children are gifts from the Lord. We will not curse them. We will not curse our children. Our children will not be cursed. Every curse that you have pronounced over your children, we nullify it. We neutralize it right now in Jesus' name.
Nobody else will.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau. Bless your children by faith. Decree upon them the word of the Lord and believe God to perform His word in their life. Abandibo sandiba halatoria bakende bosike te branto balhatiyande hazanto ba kiliman korobo satike de broka panda kazato kalaya baza katoma haliyande kezeko taraba kata kazekirianda ya. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that our children are safe from curses. In the name of Jesus.
Be with you.